Esper calls the Clarity Act a national security priority. Former U.S. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper has argued that passing the Clarity Act is a national security priority, according to a post from Cointelegraph on August 10, 2026. The framing moves the long-running fight over U.S. crypto market structure rules away from the usual consumer protection and banking lobby arguments and toward geopolitics and dollar dominance. Esper served as Defense Secretary from 2019 to 2020. His entry into the debate matters because it puts a senior national security voice behind a bill that has mostly been contested by financial regulators, exchanges, and community banks. That is a different audience than the one Congress has been hearing from. The bill Esper is backing, the Digital Asset Market Clarity Act, is the House-led effort to set which U.S. agency oversees which digital assets, drawing the line between tokens treated as securities under the SEC and those treated as commodities under the CFTC. That jurisdictional split has been the central unresolved question in U.S. crypto policy for years, and its absence is what pushes many token projects and trading operations to base themselves abroad. Esper's argument, as relayed in the Post, is that the cost of leaving those rules unwritten is strategic, not just commercial. When the United States does not set a clear framework, the activity does not stop. It relocates to jurisdictions that will, and the standards get written somewhere else. Dollar stablecoins as the real stake. The national security case for crypto legislation usually runs through stablecoins. Dollar-backed tokens such as USDC and USDT settle a large share of on-chain value and function as a way for the dollar to circulate in markets where physical dollars are hard to get. If U.S. law makes those tokens easier to issue and hold under a clear regime, the dollar's reach online grows. If it does not, foreign digital currencies and non-dollar stablecoins have more room to fill the gap. That is the version of the argument a defense official is positioned to make. It treats settlement rails the way earlier policy treated the SWIFT network or reserve currency status, as infrastructure that carries influence. The United States has spent the past 2 years debating stablecoin rules and market structure on largely separate tracks, and the Clarity Act is the market structure half of that effort. For anyone who spends stablecoins day to day, the practical link is direct. The dollar peg tokens that fund most crypto card transactions depend on issuers having a legal home. A clearer U.S. framework generally means fewer sudden regional shutdowns and less risk that an issuer is forced to restructure or exit a market on short notice. A crowded and stalled process, Esper's comments land while the bill is stuck. The Senate delayed its Clarity Act vote until after the summer recess, and the holdup has come less from crypto opponents than from community banks worried about deposit competition from stablecoin issuers. Senators have also been working through ethics and disclosure disputes tied to the broader crypto package before any floor vote can reach 60 votes. Adding a national security frame is a way to change the terms of that stalled debate. It reframes a delay as a risk rather than a caution, and it gives supporters a line of argument that does not depend on the industry's own lobbying. Whether it moves any votes is a separate question. Prior endorsements from senior officials have not, on their own, cleared the Senate math. The claim also has limits worth stating plainly. A single former official's framing is an argument, not a change in the bill's odds. Esper is not currently in government, and the Post reports his position rather than any new legislative action. The vote count in the Senate remains where it was,